you're as good as you want to be, I guess. I guess I really, you know, the written test, like I say, I passed three times on it, and they always started with the written, and I just, I wish I had somebody a little more lenient. I mean, I get a constant 17, or did, and but not anymore, and I was, what was I, about 21, I think, 22, something like that, and I got my license. So it's been a long time, but I doubt if I would even understand half of what they're talking about now, because to me, the extra back then, it wasn't that hard to me. It came real easy. But the Morse code just killed me. That was, I could pass the one, I never got the other. And 17 was a lucky number for me. That's why I figure since I never got above it, it was usually somewhere between 15 to 17. And I couldn't get out of that kick. So once you get into it, I guess they're all right. If you're young, got a fast hand, and a good ear, you'd be surprised. I think you would be the type that would get it right off the bat just by sounding your determination. You've got that forward lean to your talk. You know what you want. You're going to do it. You're going to do it now, and I'm doing it, and that's the end of it, and that's a good thing to have. It really makes sense, and that's what I should have done. But I kept trying and trying, and after the third time, I just said, nah, the heck with it. Because I got my novice, my tech, my general, all within 2 weeks. And then I went and took the next class, extra, failed it because of the code. And I started helping the guys out giving the class. So I had I could see all the answers before I was given the test, and I wouldn't cheat, so I did not do it, and that's why I failed. I could have had my own group test me, but I wouldn't have felt fair about it, nor honest, so I didn't. But it's a fun hobby, and like I tell people, if you got a few bucks to spare and you like to talk, that's an excellent thing to be in, because you can talk around the world on, other than the price of the electricity and a new radio or an old radio, you can have a ball on these things. Meet people. God, I've had, when say 15 years ago, we was having parties here every couple of weeks and all hams, and Jesus, I mean, we'd have 40, 50 people have the backyard turned into a garden party, I guess you'd say. Go ahead.